Cremation is increasingly the preferred choice over burial, according to an Invercargill funeral director. Although COVID-19 has contributed to the switch, the environmental benefits have been the main motivation. Avonall Park funeral home owner and registered funeral director Nigel Edwards has noticed the rise of cremations in Southland, and he's on the line now. Kia ora, Nigel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. When did you first start noticing the change in preference?
Oh, it's been coming in the last, well, say 5 years especially, just starting to increase, and we noticed that we were using, or the city council were using plastic urns, and people were going, oh, that's not very environmentally friendly. Which we noticed the city council have now in the last 18 months have changed to the ashes coming back in wooden urns so that you can still inter them in a more eco-friendly way.
Oh, I see. So is that where the urns come from, the council?
No, well, the ashes have to come back in something, and that used to be a plastic, well, years ago, it used to be a paper bag inside a cardboard box.
I see, but do they supply that for you?
Yes, they supply a basic wooden urn, sort of down here. It's sort of like a what you'd call the old style pencil case at school, you know, with the sliding top.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a basic box made out of pine. And the ashes are inside in a paper bag. And then if people wish to, they can inter those, or they can, if they're going to keep them at home, they don't look that great on the shelf, so quite often people will buy a different urn, a wooden urn, or as you may have seen, if you saw the photo, there was a new firm that's just putting, he's been turning wooden urns out of obviously branches and things like that, and leaving them natural, so they have different natural patterns on them, and parts of the grain and all sorts of things are different shapes.
That'd look great.
Sorry?
That would look great.
Yeah, we sold one the other day, and the people just loved it because the actual markings on it looked like a map of New Zealand.
Really? Wow.
So we definitely have noticed the increase in environmental side, also with COVID cost-wise, because obviously people have not we're carefully looking at their money side, because obviously jobs were scarce in the sense of, you've got to stay at home, we're in lockdown, we're not getting the full income, things like that.
Yes, so when you're having a burial, you have to buy the coffin, then, and of course there has to be the burial. So is all of that way more expensive than a cremation?
Depending on what you do with the ashes, like to purchase a double plot down here, which includes the first burial with the city council, is just over $2,500. And then when the second person goes at today's rates, it's another $1,700. With the cremation, depending on what you do with the ashes afterwards, if you purchase a plot at the city council cemetery or crematorium and then put a little plaque up, etc., you're roughly the same price. The only difference would be that with a burial, the headstone's bigger, and that would cost a bit more.
Mm. So it's been really hard for people, hasn't it, Nigel, with not being able to conduct funerals with all their, you know, friends and family? Very difficult.
It's when we were in the main lockdown, it was terrible for everybody around the country, where they couldn't even see their loved one. Once they'd left them and we had to go and do the transfers, they couldn't even see them. We just had to do arrangements and then do what we could to help. One thing we've been doing is we can take fingerprint moulds for people to make jewellery with fingerprints on for their loved one.
Oh,
so
really?
They've got something.
Yes.
Other options, you know, there's lock of hair, things like that. And then if you have a cremation, you can put the ashes into jewellery or keepsakes, roses, all sorts of different things.
Are there any other inverted commas environmentally friendly options other than cremation?
There is the eco-burial. We've got an area down in Invercargill. There's only been one eco-burial so far. Basically, you have to be in natural clothes, no nylons or anything like that. It's a basic like cardboard coffin or woven one or something like that. And basically, there's no jewellery or anything to be left on. And you get buried in an unmarked area. And it's just natural. And the city council will plant a tree over where you're buried.
I've seen that in Auckland. It's quite a lovely space when that happens, isn't it?
It is, and especially when it gets established, the tree gets established, you know.
Yes.
And it's all only marked by GPS.
Oh.
No monuments or anything like that.
Wow. Oh, well, thank you very much, Nigel, for explaining that. And, yeah, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Have a good night, and I hope some of the listeners have been listening. And one thing I must say is, I know it's not on the cremations, but encouraging people to talk about it. Go and fill out some paperwork with a funeral home. It doesn't have to stay there. It's the basic information that people need, parents and all that details. And then you've got it. And the family, when the time comes, they don't have to suddenly think of all the questions. They've got it right there in front of them. It makes their life a lot easier. And if you want to prepay, go to a funeral home, prepay, and you don't have to have a burden on your family.
That's very good advice. Thanks, Nigel.
That's all right. You have a good night.
Yeah, okay. You too. That's Avonall Park funeral home owner and registered funeral director, Nigel Edwards.